Newsnation.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
I'm not alive, am I?
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Thank you for joining us for this live Thursday edition. We're continuing to chronicle each step of our nation being set up by Israel and BlackRock and the globalists, being sucked into a Pyrrhic victory on the good end, a total defeat on the bad end. A Pyrrhic victory is a strategic defeat. That's the modern term, a strategic defeat. Axios is now reporting, along with the Wall Street Journal, this Mediaite article post at the top of Drudge, Trump exacerbated, where it lays out the fact that the Pentagon officials and top advisors are warning Trump that, yes, you had some tactical victories, but you're having a strategic defeat. That means a Pyrrhic victory. Pyrrhic victory means you on the surface win a war, but really lose the war. And Iran wants a whole new security arrangement with the U.S. basically out of the Middle East, and that's been their demand, and that's where this is going. You now have them attacking the Iranians, the Suez Canal port connected to Egypt. We are 152 days into this total disaster. Now we have Joe Kent, the former head of counterterrorism, who warned against all this and resigned 2 weeks into the war. Joining us today, massive guest with incredible sources. And then we also have another individual with incredible research and sources, Michael Yon, joining us today. We're going to be going over all of this. So remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The goal here is to warn the public so they know what's happening, to generate enough grassroots support to Congress to have them invoke the War Powers Act. Last week, they only failed by 3 votes in the Senate to end this war. We can do it. We have more and more top Trump supporters like Laura Ingraham and Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck saying, okay, say you had some tactical victories here. Say you were there to just get the weapons and degrade the weapons and end the war now. And Trump's like, well, that'll make it look like I lost. No, what's going to lose is if you continue to have the strait closed and if you continue to run out of weapons and you continue to strengthen Iran, as we warned you months before this started, Trump, and as we warned you the day it started, and as I've warned every subsequent day, this is the big fly in the ointment that's derailing everything. And Israel has spent on the record in the last year $1.3 billion passed by their Knesset, it's not counting what billionaires gave, to pay for propaganda and to buy off talk show hosts and influencers. And they all sit there and play stupid when they get up on their shows every day on the networks and on X and on everywhere else on YouTube. And they read talking points about how we're panicking and we're Iranian agents and we're Qatari agents and we're idiots and Joe Kent's a traitor and Tulsi Gabbard's an idiot and the Joint Chiefs of Staff were wrong to tell Trump that this wouldn't go well. We were simply being loyal Americans to the truth and justice proven right yet again. So go to Drudge Report. We also have the same stories linked up at AlexJonesLive.com, our main news site, the mothership, the coordinates to promote and share. And look at those headlines at Drudge. War expands in Middle East. Saudi Arabia, obviously 2 days ago, joined in the bombing. Pentagon scrambles for weapons. Trump exacerbated. And the reason Saudi Arabia and others are going to join in is the U.S. stockpiles are basically gone because of the Ukraine war and now this war. China is the big winner out of all this. This is a complete disaster. Now, obviously, we have a lot of domestic news to cover. We have a lot of economic news that ties into all of this. But front and center, this is killing the Republicans in the polls for the midterms. This is a total disaster. We have to put pressure on the administration to pull out of this damn thing now. The problem is the Iranians are being bullied.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Yeah! Attack!
Fortune tanto vulnera, sibi latibus ocellis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prepelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, July 30th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. Riding Shotgun is my InfoWars veteran son, 13 years doing broadcast with us, Rex Jones. And we have Joe Kent, former head of counterterrorism, 12-year combat vet, CIA, wife died in Syria, total expert, predicted everything coming up. We have also the number one combat journalist and former Green Beret and geopolitical expert who predicted all this with total precision, Michael Yon, today. You may all know every angle of this as veteran listeners and activists and veterans and people that know more than I do, many of you. But remember, we don't wake people up through osmosis magically. You have to carry the ball down the field. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the ocean in which the truth swims. You are the sky in which the birds fly. You are everything. You have to share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X, at Real Alex Jones, and at AJN Live. You have to share the live feeds at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. You have to share the feeds at alexjoneslive.com, our news site with all the feeds, the audio feeds, the video feeds, the Rumble feeds, the X feeds, our own feeds, the articles, the videos, the special reports, all the incredible guests and information you see here live within an hour or two of them being on, sometimes quicker. It's already cut up and it's on X, it's on Rumble, it's at alexjoneslive.com. Your munitions, your ammunition in the information war to put down field onto the enemy. Now, here's the deal. This has all been completely war-gamed. I know I've been mainly focusing on this war because it is going to kill the economy. It already has. It's already derailed the recovery. The globalists had us positioned for a global collapse. They were in total panic mode over Trump's recovery plan that was actually working. It got sabotaged at every level by Howard Lutnick that wrote the tariffs wrong. Even the Supreme Court said if they'd just written a few sections differently, it was all constitutional. Lutnick then bet against the very tariffs and made billions for his sons and himself. That's just one example. BlackRock is beside itself happy right now. They want everybody to go bankrupt, the general public. The globalists doubled their wealth during COVID. The planet's middle class and working class and working poor lost roughly half their wealth during COVID. That was a global reset assault of the Great Reset. They then said, now we're going to use war as the next leg of the Great Reset. This is a war against humanity. This will starve tens of millions to death. It already is, with the fertilizer being cut off out of Ukraine and out of the Middle East, which supplied about 40% globally. We're talking almost 30% out of the Strait of Hormuz alone. The dominoes are now falling. We'll be getting into that coming up as well. And the numbers, oil surging way past $100 a barrel on what's happening. The United States is running out of munitions because of the multi-front war we're fighting in this new world war. Now, if you go to Grok or Gemini or ChatGPT and say, are we in a new world war? They'll say no. No one definitive, New York Times, CNN, are listed by the computers. They're told this is definitive. The same publications that tell you two men can have a baby, there's no X and Y chromosomes, are going to tell you we're not in a war and it's not a world war. They're also going to tell you we're winning the war and we're not. They're also going to tell you that they're not getting a national draft ready, even though they passed it last year and now have AI tests going on how to actually bring it in. No, that's preparation for the draft. We have the neocon leadership saying they need a national draft and Democrats saying they support a national draft as well. That's the majority of them. So, no, they are getting ready for that. Europe's bringing back to the draft. This is all happening. We don't wait till CNN tells us that the sky's blue to announce that the sky's blue. We don't wait for CNN to say Alex is wearing a dark gray shirt with a Space Force space shuttle on it. No, I am. And I can make that decision and I can make that for myself. If I look out the window and see my neighbor's house on fire, I don't need to have a degree in firefighting to know that there's 20-foot flames shooting out the windows. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. I don't need to be a pathologist when I've seen a car flip two or three times and bodies fly out. And then I got out of the car and a person had their head half cut off with blood spraying out. And then I watched their eyes go dull and die. I wasn't a pathologist when I was 15 and I saw that. I knew they were dead. And then about 5 minutes later, the ambulance pulled up and the person was dead. So that's where we are right now. We have to admit it. They want to sleepwalk us into that. That's the PSYOP. That's the brainwashing. All the former never-Trumpers are now his darlings. He loves them because they tell him what he wants to hear. Those of us that cared and were loyal to America and to Trump and what he originally pushed, we're the bad guys. Well, we're happy to be the bad guys because that's what we do. That's what leadership's about, doing what you know is right, even when you're going to get demonized and attacked. So you're the Paul Revere's. Show the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and at alexjoneslive.com, like your future depends on it, because when you get excited and you take action and you share the links and you tell everybody else you share them to share them, that triggers the chain reaction, and that's what we're looking for the information you're about to hear in the next 3 hours and 45 minutes, roughly. Okay, so let's get into it right now. Let's put Drudge Report up front and center, and let's go through those three headlines right there at the top. Number one, they're almost out of weapons and the factories can't keep up. Pentagon scrambling for weapons. The war has expanded. Iran hit Egypt's main port to the Suez Canal last night. Oil exploded even more. Running out of weapons. Trump exacerbated. Let's read the Trump exacerbated article right now. This is a very important article, obviously, and it's the same things reported by Axios. I can tell you, Trump was already advised of this by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kane, before he launched the war about 157 days ago. He launched the war 152 days ago. Trump exacerbated as his top officials at odds over Iran war strategy. President Trump has grown increasingly exacerbated as the war in Iran stretches into its sixth month, with NBC News reporting exclusively. We can link through that to the actual report. On Wednesday, that the president recently erupted at top national security officials. We actually told you that has happened a bunch. Amid deep divisions inside his administration over how to proceed. How many months ago did I tell you he was blowing up? I told you last week he was blowing up because we have the sources. The report, citing a U.S. official and people familiar with the discussions, paints a picture of a divided White House. As one U.S. official put it, after all this time, there is no unity. Trump exploded during a meeting with top national security officials last week. What did I tell you last week? Pull it up. Don't make this up. You know, by the way, my source wasn't Joe Kent, but he's coming up. He has sources. We have those type of sources, even higher up than Joe Kent was. Leave it at that. Trump exploded during a meeting with top national security officials last week over a lack of progress in Iran, yelling expletives. According to NBC News, the report says administration officials remain divided over whether the priority should be stopping Iran's nuclear program, prohibiting shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, or degrading Tehran's missile and drone arsenal. Well, Trump said it was about getting their nukes, but it's really about regime change. And they've now admitted that. And we have the videos of Lindsey Graham, posthumously by the Wall Street Journal and others, for a documentary that was coming out about how they would won the war, but they didn't, so they're releasing it now, where they plan to have regime change. So stop gaslighting us. The same official warned the administration has a series of tactical victories, but is, as your quotes, but is facing a strategic defeat without clear policy guidance or a decision about where this is going. Yes. It's not 3D chess to never be direct about what we're doing, like Churchill was at the beginning of World War II. We shall go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. No, Trump keeps saying, oh, it's about their weapons. Oh, it's about their ships at the bottom. Oh, it's about the nukes. Oh, it's about, but never about regime change. Another person closer to Trump told NBC News, the president has become increasingly discouraged by Iran's refusal to strike a deal. Oh, but we always hear they're begging for a deal. No. They know that if they make a deal, it always gets broken. They've said this. I'm not defending the mullahs. This is just what they're saying and what the facts are. Okay? Whenever you say what the facts are, the neocons and their surrogates that are paid say, oh, you're siding with them. No, if they point at the sky and it's blue and I say it's blue too, that's just reality. They don't hold the cards or they make a deal because it always gets broken. So if they go ahead and push all the way to the end, keep the strait closed, crash the world economy, including theirs, in a kamikaze operation, and then absolutely put pressure on Trump and attack all the other regional allies there at a point, it's who can hang on the longest in a war of attrition. Remember these terms I explained, wars of attrition, tactical victories versus strategic victories. Strategic victories are a nice way of saying Pyrrhic victories. Let's pull up the definition of Pyrrhic victory. That goes back to ancient war in what is Greece and Mediterranean now. And the king had a big war and ended up winning it, but in the end it destroyed his empire and it later fell apart. So it's where you win a bunch of battles, think you've won the war, but you end up failing. Pyrrhic victory is a win that comes at such a high cost that it feels like a defeat. Term means winning the battle but losing the war, bringing enormous loss and leaving the winner in a desperate state. Named after King Phyrus of Epirus, a Greek leader. In 279 BC, he beat the Roman army at the Battle of Asculum. He lost so many of his own soldiers and best officers that he started another such win would ruin him. And that's what we're talking about here. So when you hear them saying, sir, you've had strategic victories in the past, but this is not a strategic victory. You've had tactical victories. We're not having a strategic victory. That's called a Pyrrhic victory. And when they list, oh, we blew up their missiles. Oh, we degraded their nukes. Oh, we did this and that. That means let's get out of there. Let's declare victory and say we won. What have I been saying before the war started? I said, if they can trick us into this, once Trump wakes up, hopefully, we'll be there exposing it along with you. They will then hopefully, the good guys in there, be able to convince Trump to off-ramp this sucker. What have we been saying 1,000 times? We're looking for an off-ramp. So I'm not just repeating the same stuff here. I'm giving you the latest updates and saying, we're right. We're totally vindicated. You're right. You're vindicated. We got to beat this drum because 1/3 of the oil and more of the fertilizer is shut down now with these wars, and it's already causing mass disaster. The world was already on the verge of total collapse. Every major country was already maxed out on debt. The average individual maxed out on debt. We were at the Great Reset. The globalists said that. They had us where they wanted us. They had the central bank digital currencies, the global social credit score ready. They were ready to bring it all in. Trump was opposing it. Now he's deep sixing his own economic recovery. 39 states, it was 25 just 6 months ago, have passed laws. And all you have a government contract or government job at the state level. You've ever criticized Israel? You have the head Israel propaganda saying you'll never have jobs. You criticize us in any way. We're tracking all the computers. We control Google. We control the algorithm. We control what the fact set is. We're putting in a digital tyranny over you. We're taking over the Pentagon and intelligence. We're taking control of your military production. We co-own it. NDAA Section 219 passed the House. We rule you. We're going to primary anybody who doesn't do what we want. This is ideal, perfect situation, having America fight our battles for us. Their finance minister 2 weeks ago. I mean, this is unbelievable. Everybody knows I don't look for reasons to demonize Israel. Because China was the main threat previously. Israel controlled our foreign policy in the Middle East. I don't like the Islamists, but I didn't like their policies and ideas that stir them up. Don't defeat them. But I knew that they were sucking oxygen out of the room and were not the main focus. Maybe I was wrong because now they are literally taking completely over, which I didn't think they could ever go to this level. But it is happening. And it's happening because BlackRock and the globalists above Israel want to have them do this. They get their wider Israel, greater Israel. The globalists get financial collapse. The president is exacerbated, the ally said. I don't think he believed it was going to be this difficult to get the Iranians to agree to a deal. There was not a real strategy for how long or what they would do to get to the end point. He did not intend this to be a long, drawn-out war, the ally added. It goes on. Now, let me explain something here that I explained back when he was first in office that he understood, I guess, and now he didn't get. And we said the main threat would be war and a new pandemic they'd try to hatch. And nobody nailed it like we did predicting all this other than Nick Fuentes. He was even ahead of us by a year. 2 years before Trump got reelected. He said, he'll get reelected, this will be the issue. Iran. When you pull back from all of this and you understand that Trump thinks that everything is conditional, everything is transactional, everything is one-dimensional, where we give you this, you give us that. We don't ever stick to the deals we make. Trump was known for sticking to deals previously so he could get deals. Now he's known for flip-flopping or Israel being in control and blowing up peace processes wherever they want. So Iran has said, this is a war. This isn't a business deal. This is all the way to the end. This is all the way to the finish line. Same thing with Russia. Trump said he could end the Russia war in one day. But there are all these factions and factors in NATO and the unelected EU and Russia and hardliners. And so they're not giving up. In fact, they're winning. And so then what does NATO do? They double down, they accelerate, and that goes up the escalation ladder. That's why these things lead you to total war. That's why they said 3 years ago, we give Abrams tanks and F-16s to Ukraine. That will accelerate the escalation ladder and finally lead to nuclear war. When Biden said that, he was telling the truth. His advisors had told him, even though he had the brain of a potato, he understood that. And now where are we? Bombing all over Russia. We're running it. We're triangulating it. We're directing the weapons. We're building the weapons. 90% of them. And Russia's like, you're bombing us. You're blowing up Moscow every day. You're blowing up our oil refineries. You're bombing our apartment buildings. You're blowing up our shopping malls. You're blowing up girls' schools. You're blowing up buses full of soccer players, little girls. All of it is provocative to suck them into full war. This is the plan to suck us globally into a full world war, which we're already in, to accelerate it as the cover for the economic collapse of the globalists and to bring in on its ashes their corporate, private, panopticonic, mark of the beast, cashless society, surveillance state grid. This is the admitted plan. They admit it's the admitted plan. We're at an adult level looking at the geopolitical systems, who the players are, reporting on hard, cold facts. That's why everything we say keeps coming true exactly as we said. We go, here's the options in the directions from bad to worse. I say it'll probably be here, not total nuclear war yet, but, you know, worse than the best worst options. We're trending 60, 70% to the worst. And then I'm just like, now it'll trend here. Soon the other Arabs will join. You know, soon Trump will talk about ground invasion and start getting the draft ready. You know, soon he'll start panicking more. And the question is, will he double down more? Or will he get sanity? But then the other big wild card comes in. Bigger than this isn't business. This is war. Okay? You can say, well, war is a business. At one level, it is. But not when it's major strategic powers against each other. It's about total power. It's about brinksmanship. It's about attrition. George Washington lost almost every battle but won the war. Okay? So that's what I would say about Iran. I'm not comparing him to George Washington in their ideals, but in the situation. Greatest empire in the world, never beaten. The British Empire. How'd we beat them in 6 years? Attrition. Just absolutely willing to never give up, never stop. And having a superior ideology. So we have all of those pieces, and then we have the big piece. And I've been saying this since this started. I said the Iranians hold the cards, they'll close the strait, they won't fall. And then so I said we can pull up the first show on March 1st. We got to re-air that. In fact, this weekend I'm going to do a special live Saturday show. And then we're going to re-air the whole three-hour show right after I do it, like an hour or two Saturday. We'll go live at noon Saturday. I'll do an hour, 2 hours on the latest developments, other news, and then we'll play the March 1st show in its entirety. And I said the final piece will be the Iranians will know that if they make deals, they always get broken. They'll go all in, try to force our troops out, try to force a new regional security agreement, which sounds like something Trump would never do, but when it's the only option Trump has because he's had a strategic defeat, I use the term strategic defeat, Pyrrhic victory, just blowing up stuff is a Pyrrhic victory. When people have attrition and a war of attrition and they're the victor, that's ultimate war is siege. Ultimate war is marathon upon marathon, okay? This is what real war is. You are not defeated, as the Romans said, until you believe you are defeated. An enemy is not defeated until they believe they're defeated, as Harrison loved to say, which is a real Roman quote. So the Iranians are being belligerent. I think they're pushing a little too hard, but that's the recklessness. That's actually the total commit, which you have to respect. And so they're saying, we're never giving up till we get $300 billion. It was $500 billion, so they are backing down some. And until all your troops are gone. And they're like, we're not going to do that. Okay, we'll just bomb all your bases till they have to leave anyways, which has basically happened. So they're really playing with fire because the globalists in Israel will set off a new 9/11. They've been talking about it. They've been priming it. They've been preparing it. They've been warning, oh, you better do what we say or there'll be a new 9/11, very thinly veiled. And I'm telling you, the people running the U.S. and the Israel lobby, and not just Israel lobby, but the neocons and the warhawks, they will stage new 9/11 much bigger blame Iran. And Iran, you will get nuked. And if you think the U.S. will drop bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, okay, even though the Japanese had already unconditionally surrendered. Oh, yeah, they already surrendered 5 days before. That was just to demonstrate the atomic bomb to the Russians. That's all declassified. If you think that the globalists won't stage massive false flags, and if you don't think they won't nuke every major city you've got and nuke Kirk Island, take about 20 nukes, big ones, to take out the whole area, collapse all those honeycomb nests you've got, let me tell you, they got the nuclear weapons loaded, buddy boy. You don't think they won't kill Trump and say Iran did it and Israel get their enemy out of the way and turn him into a martyr? Oh, yeah. It's a probability Israel or the deep state working with Israel is going to kill Trump very soon. You heard it here first. I just know the cards, folks. I know the globalists. They're either going to kill Trump, blame Iran, or they're going to set a nuke off in New York, or they don't want to damage Israel too much. They'll say in the Mediterranean, somehow Iran with a shipping container. They've already been priming that in the news. They launched drones from shipping container ships. And then it'll get within, you know, a quarter mile of Tel Aviv and detonate and send in, you know, a 100-foot wave will damage a bunch of stuff, blow a bunch of windows out, cause a bunch of fires. They'll test the radioactive isotopes. It'll be the same uranium the Iranians have that has fingerprints on it, isotopic fingerprints. And then within a day, Israel nukes Iran. So Trump's assassinated. It's blamed on Iran. He's already primed the pump for that. They've walked into it, too. Trump said, if I die, blame Iran, blow them all up. So he's put his head in the noose. And or nukes. And they could do both at the same time. So when I say that, I mean that. When I say that, I'm not saying that to hype things. You know I don't hype stuff. I tell you what I break my brain focusing on. What I break my brain. I mean, I went to bed last night. I haven't slept 10 hours in probably 6 months. I've been so freaked out. I slept for 10 hours last night. And the whole time I was dreaming about this. And literally like in a boardroom, situation room. And I even knew it was a dream, but I couldn't wake up and get out of it. And I was like, you need to sleep. You need to stop. And I was just in there wargaming all this. And just, it went on and on and on. And I was like in this war room arguing with myself. And I mean, because that's how much my brain is focused, hyper-focused on this. So you heard it here first. They're going to assassinate Trump. They're looking to do it. Hope it doesn't happen. And by exposing it, they lose that card. That's why they hate me getting ahead of their narratives. Assassinate Trump to go to full war with Iran, nuclear war, or set off a nuke to do it. That's the only card they've got left, ladies and gentlemen. And the false flags are cooked up. They're ready. The pump's been primed. It's all coming up. Stay with us. We're going to look at the economic disaster coming out of this, the weapons running out, and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Please support us at thealexjonesstore.com. The big super sale, 50% off on Methylene Red, Ultimate Power, and others is about to end. Thealexjonesstore.com.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll send you some Methylene Blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the Methylene Blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric, we've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn, If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, an absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've explained this to people a lot. We don't say all these sensational things to be sensational. Truth is stranger than fiction. The universe is sensational upon sensational. The Times of Israel and other publications are reporting that over 100 troops deserted at a military base in Israel because the commander was conducting satanic Moloch devil worship rituals. There's Haaretz. It's 100 now. Dozens of IDF soldiers desert base after commander takes down banners in disciplinary action. And they were reportedly doing satanic rituals that they were protesting. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, that is coming up. This is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to get into the economic crises that we predicted 6 months before the war, that the big threat would be Iran and the strait being closed and all of that. Then Michael Yon's coming up, then Joe Kent. We've got a bunch of other news we're going to intersperse here. Huge Fauci hearings, unbelievable excerpts we haven't gotten to. So much on the AI bubble about to pop. We're going to get into that in a moment as well. We are on the cusp of global collapse by design. Exposing it can put enough pressure on Trump. We're very close. A lot of his advisors and a lot of the public talk show hosts, the biggest ones, are telling him get out of the war now because they understand what's happening. So we've got a good chance at this. If we raise the alarm, that's what you need to do, sharing these live feeds. And once we archive big clips of this show to X at Real Alex Jones and at AlexJonesLive.com. You're the Paul Revere's. I keep going back to that because you are critical. You are everything. When you, when you take action, you. I'm talking to you. I'm looking for you. I need you. You need me. Let's do it together. Before we go any further, We are listener supported. I only sell you stuff that absolutely works so that you love it and so you love what we do and so you stay with us. We want a relationship with you. Everything we sell at thealexjonesstore.com works. The supplements are incredible. The methylene red is proprietary. The methylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, not sexy names, sexy action, incredible. If you ever take this stuff, you will be hooked on it. We have the best. The turmeric's the best, the strongest, the liquid turmeric now, thealexjonesstore.com. We have the 50% off on many of the best-selling items right now. Our 10-hour clean energy is even better than Turbo Force. That is ultimate power, 50% off. Methylene red capsules, 50% off right now. That sale ends in a few days at thealexjonesstore.com. If you've never gotten the products, you're insane. 92% reorder on things like methylene blue. Nobody has that. That's how good this stuff works. Thealexjonesstore.com. Methylene blue tincture, 40% off. The apparel, massively discounted, and that's what funds this operation. Separately, the folks at Bickley, using the same backbone and same folks as the wellness company, uses their great sponsor. They've set up an online telemedicine system. Next week, they launch the full suite of all the prescriptions. You just go and talk to a nurse or doctor if you want. It's super low prices. But I wanted them to focus on one product first, prescription. So it's the highest grade, it's quality. There's a lot of adulterated and fake stuff out there. That is a combo pill prescription, very easy to get. Because anybody can do this for detox and to make sure you get rid of any parasites. Ivermectin and mebendazole. Now, everybody knows about ivermectin, won a Nobel Prize for anti-parasitics decades ago. And it's great. It goes great with mebendazole. But mebendazole is the king daddy. And this is super strong, super high quality at a very low price compared to what other people sell the real stuff for. You can get it right now at 1776rx.health. Everybody should do this a couple times a year. It's what my physician has told me. Consult your own physician. Make your own medical decisions. I'm telling you personally what I've done. And I'm begging you to research and just type into a search engine mebendazole studies and see what else it's associated with and what it's been proven to do in almost every case. Not just parasites. Look into mebendazole, mebendazole. Also type in studies of ivermectin with mebendazole together. Do your own research and then make the decision on whether or not you want to go to 1776rx.health and do a detox on this for parasites and beyond. 1776rx.health, and it funds the operation, a true 360 win. 1776rx.health. 1776rx. Dot health. Write that down. Take action now. 1776rx.health. The coordinates of health and liberty and freedom. The bad guys are bombarding us. We all need to take care of ourselves. God helps those that help themselves. 1776rx.health. And the big sale about to end. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Up to 50% off right now. All right. I wanted to bring Dr. Kirk Elliott in. He is a renowned businessman and economist. He has the largest and most successful gold and silver brokerage company, 26 years in the United States, an overnight success story. I'm joking. Has the highest ratings, and he is a sponsor. That's a side issue. He's not really even here for that. KPM.com/gold, where he sells it at wholesale every day, so you know what it is. It's very simple how to get a good deal on gold and silver. Just get it wholesale. 1776 is about being financially independent. This is the best move out there. KPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900 to call and get a free consultation. They want to talk to you first. Very low pressure. In fact, too low pressure, I would say. 720-605-3900. They can also roll over financial instruments and more. That's a smart move. KPM.com/gold. Now, I wanted to bring him in because he's been a sponsor now for almost 2.5 years. Even before Trump got in, he said, I'm really worried what could wreck the recovery and his plan. It was starting to work even before he got in. He said it would work. It would be an Iran war, the closure of the strait. So to get into that, to get into the dot-com bubble that most experts agree is about to pop, what will that mean? And to now, we're now 6 months into this war. Trump is exacerbated, looking for an exit ramp. What would that exit ramp be? Because the mullahs are being belligerent because they hold the cards. Is Dr. Kirk Elliott, who predicted all of this. Dr. Elliott, thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Alex.
Well, where to start? I mean, absolute vindication, but it's sickening. I wish we were wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this before February when the conflict started, right? And it's like, this wasn't going to be a quick 3-day, 5-day incursion, right? We thought it was going to last a while because you're dealing with ideological differences, religiously, politically. I mean, it's just not, an army is not going to take care of that usually, right? Look at Afghanistan, right? It just goes on for a long time. Now, this has been drawn out and we've had, it's going to end, it's not going to end. It's going to end, it's not going to end. During that time, oil goes up. Now, the price of oil to me is indicative of, I think, where the world is headed for 2027. Kevin Warsh made comments yesterday or the day before. Time is flying, right? When the FOMC said they were going to hold rates steady, right? So that tells me that they don't really know what to do right now because everything's so up and down, right? But I want to go over some of the implications of this, right? Because oil today is in the mid 80s, right? The longer the strait is shut down, or even at 50% capacity, the price of oil is going to continue to go up. Now, here's the problem. We as Americans feel it, right? The economy is not good, which we'll get into, but most of the world is living hand to mouth, right? There's barely scraping by. Most of the world is living in poverty, right? So when oil jumps up to 100, it becomes very problematic for most people in the world. If oil hits 120, which is what Goldman Sachs thinks it could go to if this doesn't end, you're talking about a major global recession, a stagflationary recession, the economy slowing down, but prices going up. That's bad. If we hit 140, 150, I think it's lights out. At that point, you really start to get geopolitical consequences because when you are impacting the way that most of the people in the world even have a choice of eating or not eating, it usually ends up in war, right? So I think the price of oil here and the ending of this conflict is very important to the economy. Not even talking about the political ramifications of all this. I'm just talking about the economic fallout of what's happening here. So from on a domestic standpoint, Kevin Warsh, he gives his speech, right? And what did he say 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, he said, inflation is going to be a thing of the past. Okay. And what does that mean? I mean, he basically says the old FOMC committee members, that's the old guard. The new guard is going to really change things and inflation is going to be a thing of the past. It's like, wait a second. This counteracts everything I just said, which I think inflation is going to be an issue moving forward, not just with oil, but with food and everything else because of fertilizer and things that you and I have talked about. So when he says it's going to be a thing of the past, what are the tools that the Fed uses to combat inflation? The easiest one is you raise interest rates to slow down inflation. The other not so easy one is you stop printing money and you start pulling money out of circulation. That's not really a choice for them, or else the
that's going to cause a depression. That's going to cause stagflation to accelerate. So let me ask you this, and I want you to continue. I'm not the economist like you, but I read it all. General interest rates are all going up on cars, on houses, on money lending. But then they say, oh, we've frozen it. We may have to increase it. The new head of the Federal Reserve, the Trump moved heaven and earth to get in, but now he can't cut rates because of what Trump's done and what Israel lured us into. So that's a fact. But when we look in general, that I see interest rates going up in general, how is that happening when the main rate has been frozen? Generally, it doesn't do that, at least unless I'm wrong, the way it is. So just like we're told oil was really $80 a barrel when it was really $100, translated in the last month into gas prices. So we see a number with AI manipulation, 70%+ of trading. I think Tucker Carlson was right about that. I think I know he was. So we're told oil's this, but it's really that at the pump. And we're told interest rates are flat or frozen, but they're not. Is that an accurate statement?
It's an accurate statement. That is a really good, amazingly perceptive question, right? Because when Warsh is talking about interest rates, what interest rate is he talking about? It's the federal funds rate, which is the rate that banks lend to other banks for. That's when he says we're going to raise or lower interest rates. That's the only one that they're talking about. Today, that's at 3.63%. So he said, we're not going to raise it a quarter, lower it a quarter, right? And the target range for the Fed is 3.5 to 3.75 right now. So they're right in that ballpark. Now, to me, this is my perception as an economist, even though it's important because every other rate, interest rate that we talk about is tied to what banks are getting money for, right? So that's the first level. When a bank needs money from the Fed, they're being charged 3.63% on that borrowing. If Bank of America needs money from JP Morgan Chase, they're getting it at the federal funds rate, 3.63% right now. So then there's a second interest rate, which is the prime rate. The prime rate is about 3% higher than the federal funds rate. So it's about 6.75%. So what is that? That's where the big banks lend to their best customers at, the prime rate. So we're not talking about you and me being their best customers. We're talking about JP Morgan Chase lending to Nvidia, for example, right? So 6.75% is the prime rate. Now, the prime rate is the basis for credit cards, right? So credit cards, the average, this is why this is such a problem and why America is going into we are in stagflation right now. So credit cards, even if you have A+ credit, even if you have an 800 credit score and you're amazing at paying off your debt, right? And doing it on time, credit cards right now, the average is 23.79%.
Unbelievable.
That's if you have good credit. So what are the banks making on that? Right. So they're borrowing at 3.63. They're charging 23%. They're making the difference. Right. But so it's like, well, they're just profit hungry monsters. Right. That's not necessarily the case. They charge that because at this point they're lending their own money. Right. So what comes into the equation here? And this is an important piece of the economy, which I think these other interest rates are actually more important than the federal funds rate. So when you get a credit card from Bank of America, Bank of America is looking at, okay, what is our cost of capital? It's 3.63%. We're going to charge the client 23%. Why? Because in a bad economy, the credit card payments are the last things that people pay. They're going to pay off their house first. They're going to pay off their auto payments next because they don't want to be foreclosed on. They don't want it to be taken away. So there's late payments and there's complete defaults and there's bankruptcies. And so the banks are using their actuarial tables and saying, what do we need to charge to actually A, make money and make a handsome profit from it, by the way, but B, how do we make sure that the reward that we're getting is worth the risk of giving people money that might not, maybe shouldn't have it? Like me, case in point.
Yeah, so bottom line, they're using the crisis to squeeze everybody, which you see before a collapse. So because we have limited time, I want you to get to the meat and potatoes here. You set the table excellently. What does this mean? What are we set up for? What are you predicting is going to happen next? What should Trump do versus what he's doing? What is the exit ramp? What do you see for the economy? And then also, what do you see for silver and gold?
Yeah, so where I see the economy headed is rising interest rates next year, probably 3 or 4 of them. Right. This is going to put even a bigger pinch on the domestic economy. This is why this conflict needs to end some way, somehow. I don't know how. Right. Because we keep hearing conflicting stories all the time, but it needs to end or we get inflationary pressures and cause interest rates to go up. You think credit card payments are bad now? Just wait. You think mortgages? Banks don't want to lend out money on a 30-year mortgage, and they don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's why mortgage rates are over 7% right now, as high as they've been since 2003, right? I mean, this is not good. So Kevin Warsh is saying, we're going to fight inflation. The number one tool that they use is to raise interest rates. That's why I think interest rates are going to go up. Now, banks, where do I think the global economy is headed? Stagflation. Look at what numbers just came out for this quarter. Economic growth, 1.5%. Inflation, 3.3%. Prices are going up faster than the economy is growing. We are in stagflation now. So technically, you need the lower interest rates to stimulate this thing. But the global economy is telling us we can't do it because we've got this war and we've got this conflict, and the prices of everything are going to remain high. So what are the big banks doing? What are the central banks around the world doing? They're allocating into gold. I mean, we've talked about this numerous times, but in the first quarter of this year, something is changing right underneath our nose. Number one, first quarter of this year, the outflows of gold, the central banks slowed down their purchases. Second quarter, increased it dramatically. They're buying gold hand over fist. So the World Gold Council just came out with their numbers. I'm sorry, Bank of Montreal just came out with their numbers. China has over 30,000 tons of gold. How much does America, the Fed, have? 8,500 tons. 30,000 tons of gold is what China has amongst official government ownership, banks, investment companies, 30,000 tons. So why are they doing this? Right. So this goes back to something that you and I warned people about on the first or second show that we ever did together. Literally, I looked back at it. And this is Project Enbridge, a joint, you know, digital payment rails between the Bank for International Settlements and the BRICS nations to actually settle digitally, gearing up for central bank digital currency settlement between countries in something other than the US dollar. This is what Project Enbridge is about. So it's
and
not
let me stop you. That's why BlackRock is so happy about this war and have said they are. This is the reset they need. This could kill the dollar. It's already happening. That's why this is such an even bigger disaster, because all we have left, folks, is the dollar and our military. Trump's trying to get the jobs back. It hasn't happened quick enough. We've been explaining the globalist plan that to get the world into total debt under their central bank digital currency control, literally mark of the beast. That's where we are with this war, not just losing the midterms, not just the death and destruction, but positioning us for collapse and the globalist dictating the terms of our surrender. This is a big historic shift. At the end of this turning into a new system where we could have a new renaissance, instead, they're going to jump the train from one tracks onto the accelerated tyranny track.
Yeah, this is so big. This is a mega story, Alex, because Project Enbridge, it's not just, are we going to choose between the US dollar and the yen or the US dollar and the euro? No, this allows for digital payments in anything other than the US dollar. You could make settlements, you know, tokenized oil, tokenized gold, tokenized silver. You can settle in anything other than the US dollar. This is why this is so important, right? So a Project Enbridge used for evil under central bank digital currency could be used for good in the sense of decentralized finance, the blockchain, you know, things like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, XRP, whatever. They use the same type of technology, right? So this is where the world is headed. Now, when you look at why this is so important, China having 30,000 tons of gold, Project Enbridge being ready for deployment, what do you think they want to settle in? They're saying we want gold as collateral, not the US dollar. So the fact that they're ramping up their purchases, this digital money is happening right underneath our nose. They're amassing massive amounts of gold. Allocate into this trend, which is a paradigm shifting moment for the world.
100%. I mean, let's explain this. I know the listeners are smart, for those that are leftists maybe and just tuned in and let's just say aren't sophisticated on this. This isn't even sophisticated. This is no brainer. The universities, the billionaires, even Warren Buffett, the big central banks, they're all predicting by next year massively increase, you know, gold up 30-40%, silver, all of it. You already saw the trends, you know, 6 months ago. They've been artificially suppressing it. Well, they hoard it right now. They've all said and made their bet. And they're talking about the central bank digital currencies being back with a basket of oil and of gold and silver and other key commodities. This is the new plan, and segueing off the dollar. And if we do lose the dollar, my God, you talk about Katie bar the door. But regardless, we're trying to stop that, though. Trump's put in policies that are accelerating that. Individuals have to protect themselves. And the no-brainer, silver and gold, you've got the highest ratings. People need to call you. They need to email you. They need to get a free consultation. Pitch gold, pitch silver, people, right now. There's so much confusion out there. There's no need for it. Kirk has the highest ratings. Look it up for yourself. He's the biggest company because he's the best. You can only do this at huge scale, the deals he does. And he's a great sponsor. And it's very simple. He sells it wholesale. You can check the price every day. You know what that is. This is so easy. It's demystified. Dr. Elliott, you can also roll over financial interest. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you can roll over 401ks, 403bs, IRAs. If it has IRA in the name, traditional, Roth, simple, SEP, inherited, you can actually put it into physical gold and silver. Don't buy coins. Don't buy collectibles. Don't buy commemoratives. Why? Because it's not an easy exit. It could be no liquidity on the flip side when you want to sell, because the dealer has to make a market for it. They have to call client B and say, hey, we've got some stuff for you. Do you want to buy it? When you're buying bullion, what do you think the Samsungs and the Sonys and the Nvidias of the world are buying? They're not buying coins and melting them down. They're buying 1,000-ounce bullion bars. They're buying bullion. This is why this is what we sell, because there's always a market for it. And it's easy when you're owning the commodity that the rest of the world needs in the form that it needs to be in. And that's why we do it that way. Now, I'm not talking about paper versions of it. It's not a certificate. It's not some kind of a proxy for the real thing. It is the real thing. Buy bullion gold, buy bullion silver. Really, in a world of all of the options of metals, those are the only things that you should do. When you purchase from us, it's 8%. When you liquidate, it's zero. So all of the proceeds go to you. We don't need it.
And Kirk, it's important to add, sometimes you can get coins at wholesale bullion prices, but in general, it's going to be the bars, and that's what's going on. So as long as you're getting wholesale, folks, you know you're getting a great deal. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. One of the smartest moves you can make, 720-605-3900. What is JP Morgan? What is Bank of America? A few months ago, they predicted, where do they predict gold is by next year?
Close to $4,900 an ounce. And Bank of America said silver, $309. Let's say they're 50% wrong. That's still $150, right? So we're on a trajectory moving up because of the global financial pressures that we're seeing. Even if they're—
people got to get on this train now. There's no perfect safe bet, but this is the safest one out there. It's already proven that. KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
All right, we're to come back with hour number two. Joe Kent coming up, former head of counterterrorism, Michael Yon, and more. We're covering the waterfront. Stay with us at Cheryl's Live.
There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. Methylene Red capsules. This is a proprietary product. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Mind-fueled nootropic energy shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate chill, and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Raveled scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776. In muscle shirts, a whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer-like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery T-shirt. You just put your size in. You get a free mystery T-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.